Welcome to Lesson 3. Now that you've got some basic surfing skills under your wetsuit, this lesson will focus on exploring the World Wide Web. First, I'll give you some background information about the web. Then you'll visit Navigator's Guide to What's New in the Web. You'll link to a few places, and then you'll learn how to go directly to a web page by typing in its URL. You'll see what happens when you try to access a web page that doesn't exist, and you'll also learn how to stop a page from transferring midstream. Finally, we'll look at a few nice features Navigator offers while web surfing, such as reloading a page, turning off the picture display, using the Go menu to jump to a page, and right-clicking a link. Look over the topics and then click the Play button to continue. If you recall from Lesson 1, computers that are part of the Internet can store and display information using several formats. The most popular format nowadays is the web page. Web pages can display text, graphics, animations, sounds, and videos. And as you've already seen, web pages provide links, which let you access other web pages from one page. The collection of all the web pages on all of the computers in the Internet is called the World Wide Web. With just a click of the mouse, you can go from viewing a page on a computer in Iowa to a page on a computer in Australia. Look over the window and then click the Play button to start surfing the web. If your Netscape Navigator program is not open right now, go ahead and open it using the Programs menu in the Start menu. If it is open, make sure Navigator's home page is displayed and the window is maximized. Click ZoomTutor's Play button when Navigator is set up and ready to go. Navigator offers many ways to start surfing the World Wide Web. For example, Navigator's home page usually contains some links to interesting pages. Navigator's directory buttons, located right below the location box, also provide links to the newest and hottest places on the web. Locate the directory button labeled What's New. It should be the first button on the left. When you've located it, click it. Remember to click ZoomTutor's Play button when you're finished linking. This page contains links to the newest places on the World Wide Web. It's a great place to start surfing. Click inside the lower part of the vertical scroll bar to view the first group of links. Each of the underlined phrases is a link to a new web page. Navigator provides a brief description of each page. Take a moment now to scroll through the list of links. When you've found one that looks interesting, click on it. Depending on which link you selected, the new page might have more links to other web pages. Look over the page and then click another link. You should now see yet another web page displayed on your screen. Linking to different documents is fun, but you can also go directly to a specific web page if you know its address. If you know the URL of a website, you can use Navigator's Open button in the toolbar to go right there. Let's go to Zoom's web page. First, click the Open button in the toolbar. You should now see the Open Location dialog box. The white rectangle in the middle of the box might be empty, or it might contain the URL of a web page you accessed earlier. In any case, the cursor should be blinking inside the rectangle. If it isn't, double-click inside the rectangle. When you type in a URL, you should generally type in the protocol first. Since Zoom's page is part of the World Wide Web, its protocol is HTTP. However, when you're going from one web page to another web page, you don't have to type in the protocol. If you're going to an FTP site from here, you would type in the protocol. Type in the URL exactly the way it's displayed in ZoomTutor's window. Then click the Play button to continue. Now click the OK button in the Open Location dialog box to link to the page. Zoom's web page should now be displayed. Let's try that again. Only this time, you're going to type in a URL that doesn't actually exist. That way, you can see how Navigator handles this. Click the Open button now. Type in the URL exactly the way you see it in ZoomTutor's window. Then click ZoomTutor's Play button to continue. Finally, click the Open button in the dialog box. Navigator should display a message saying it's unable to locate the server. Whenever you see this message, it probably means the Internet site does not exist. Go ahead and click the OK button to remove the message. Now I'll have you enter the correct URL. Only this time you can type it directly into the location box instead of using the Open Location dialog box. Both methods work the same way. First, click anywhere inside the location box, which might now be labeled NetSite. Next, type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window, but do not press your Enter key. In a moment, you're going to press your Enter key, which will start the transfer of this page. After you press Enter, however, I'm not going to pause the audio. Instead, I'll show you how to stop the transfer of a page midstream. Go ahead and press Enter now. This page will probably take a while to transfer because it has a lot of graphics. Clicking the Stop button in Navigator's toolbar enables you to interrupt the transfer. As soon as you see part of the new page in the Netscape window, click the Stop button in the toolbar. Depending on when you clicked the Stop button, only a few parts of the document should be displayed on your screen. You might see a few small icons that look like a piece of paper with shapes inside them. These icons represent graphics that were not transferred since you clicked the Stop button. The Stop button is a good tool to use when a page is taking a long time to transfer and you'd like to move on to something else. But what if you'd like to try to load this page again? Navigator's toolbar has a button labeled Reload. This button transfers the document all over again. Click the Reload button now and let the entire page transfer. One way to speed up the transfer of documents on the web is by turning off the graphics display. Pictures on a web page usually take a long time to transfer. By telling Navigator to omit the pictures, you can access web pages much faster. Let's do that now. First, click the Options menu in the Navigator menu bar. Next, locate the item called Auto Load Images. It should have a check mark next to it. Remove the check mark by clicking the item now. The next time you link to a new page, the pictures on that page will not be displayed. Click any link on this page to see what I mean. Did you notice how quickly the new page transferred? Now you should see the small icons I was talking about earlier. Each paper icon with shapes inside represents a graphic. So what if you'd like to see the pictures on this page now? Look in the Navigator toolbar. The Images button transfers the pictures for just the page that's currently being displayed. Go ahead and click it now. Since web pages are much more fun when you can see the pictures, let's reactivate the Auto Load Images feature. Click the Options menu. Click the Auto Load Images item. So far, we've surfed the internet by clicking links and entering web page addresses. In the previous lesson, you learned how to go back and forth among pages using the back and forward buttons in the toolbar. Navigator offers another way to go to a page you've already visited. Click the Go menu in the menu bar. The lower section of the Go menu lists the most recent pages you've visited since the last time you opened Navigator. The most recent page is listed first and is assigned the number 0. If you want to go back to one of these pages, you just highlight it and click it. Highlight a page you want to visit again and then click it. The Go menu is handy, but keep in mind that all of the items in the Go menu disappear as soon as you close Navigator. The next time you open Navigator, the Go menu will build itself again based on the internet sites you visit. Before we leave, I want to point out one more nice surfing feature. First, locate a link on the page that's currently displayed. You might need to scroll down the page to find one. Next, click your right mouse button on the link. You should now see a pop-up menu next to the link. The first two items in this menu are equivalent to the back and forward buttons in the toolbar. The next item lets you open the document associated with this link. It even displays the name of the document. And if you wanted to save the document associated with this link on your computer, you could select the Save as File item. You'll learn how to save internet documents during the next lesson. Look over this menu and then click the Open this link item. Good job! Now return to Navigator's home page by clicking the Home button in the toolbar. This concludes Lesson 3. If you're planning on moving right on to Lesson 4, you can leave the Navigator window open. If not, Close Navigator by clicking its Close button in the title bar. In a moment, you'll return to the Navigator tutorial menu, where you can select Lesson 4. In that lesson, we'll surf even further into the World Wide Web. Goodbye.